You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
You know that.
I'm moist.
I'm so
You said it, man. You said it.
Well, I'm not dry.
Some people are like slinkies. Not really good for anything, but you can't help smiling when you see one fall down the stairs.
In my defense, I wait until after I know they're okay, and then I laugh.
Well, that's fair.
And I've also
play
been down
that
the
track, Ellen. Hey, everybody. Hi, Stacey.
Hi, Chelsea.
It's episode 38.
Hi, 38.
I have no good. It's great.
It is. We should go on a date.
Don't be late.
To meet up with your mate.
Oh, no. Stop it. I can't. My brain's not working as fast as yours.
It's okay.
How you doing, Stace? How was your week?
You know what? It has been a crazy long week, but a good one. Don't mind me. I'm just trying to adjust my microphone,
okay,
but
you
I can't because it hurts.
I will help you.
I'm like that girl now where I have to ask guys at work, can you do things for me? It's International Women's Day. it's so bad.
Side note, did you see our Facebook post for International Women's Day?
I did see our Facebook post. Did you see our Instagram post?
No. You
Well, now we know who controls what. We're a team.
We're a team.
No women.
I had control of the Instagram. There were two pictures.
Which I was going to delete, but I was like, no, we need to talk about it first.
Is that better?
Yes, thank you. Thanks, Boo.
You're welcome. So I actually had a pretty eventful week.
What happened?
I went on that date right after the show last week.
Oh!
And then I met
talk about that later?
I met another guy on Saturday.
Hey.
Oh,
that is our wonderful sound engineer, Ellen.
And I just gave us a sound effect there.
For the high five.
It was all for the
You like sound effects.
Just my two hands. No real high five here. But
Ooh,
you would
but
never
it's
know.
Solid. It sounds like you're starting the slow clap. Like,
bravo, Chelsea. You went on more than one date in a week.
I have questions, but I'll wait till after we pull a letter to go into that. Because,
oh, yeah, no. The funniest part about the whole thing is that they both have the same first name.
Shut up. Do they spell them the same?
Yeah.
Or?
Shut Isn't
up.
That funny?
Now you'll never have to worry about name dropping.
Except for the fact that what if I look at the text too quick and I'm like, respond to wrong person.
Hey, note to self, don't look at the text too quick.
I would say, though, that's better than dating somebody who has a sister with your name.
Yeah, see, that's not my
that's
thing.
That's happened to me
before. I had a guy in college who really, really liked me, and he had my little brother's name. And as soon as I was like, oh, that's a shame.
Well, I don't know, because my uncle is John, and then my mom and my aunt both married Johns.
Whoa.
So there's a bunch of Johns.
There's a whole bunch of Johns.
Me too.
My grandpa was John, and my brother is John.
My grandpa, my dad, my brother, and my nephew all have the same name, so that name is just off the table for me.
Yeah. No Johns for this guy.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's
with the H or no H. They're
yeah,
both...
either way, doesn't matter.
Interesting.
But yeah, no, that's anybody who's got my brother's name.
I've never thought about that.
No.
I don't know what I would do if I dated I met a guy named Matthew. I'd be like, oh, different apostle. Interesting. Because I know a couple people that are married to, I know a guy that's married to a girl that has the same name as his sister.
I know a couple people who married people who their sister is the same name. And I'm like, yeah, that's...
God has a sense of
you
humor.
You don't think that's... There was actually a point where a friend of mine, both of her brothers were dating somebody who had her name. And I'm like, you don't think that's weird?
Okay,
is that like better or worse than the guy who marries the girl who has a different name but looks exactly like his sister?
Yeah, that is true.
Oh. They do say that people actually might be attracted to what they do look like, because it's a comforting sight.
Yeah. Married couples end up like looking like each other. You may as well like they say that.
Yeah.
All the time people meet my aunt, and she's actually my dad's sister. And growing up, people would be like, no, she's your mom's sister. Because they have like almost the exact same haircut. Like if you take that away, they don't really look that similar, but they do have the same type of like body shape and hair color and haircut, really. So, like, you would look at them and be like, oh, yeah, no, those are sisters. But then you meet my mom's actual sisters and you're like, yeah, no, you're not related to any of them.
Interesting.
My mom's whole family has dark brown hair, like really, really dark, just very Polish dark hair. Oh. And then my mom and my uncle, the last two out of the seven, come out with blonde hair.
Wow.
And my Uncle Len has blue eyes. So, yeah. Huh. So we always joke and we're like, yeah, they're the milkman's kids.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not a funny joke to make when your grandma is there because she's like, what? And you're all of a sudden, no, this was my very petite little grandma, God rest her soul. She's 95 at this point. She's like, it's not funny, Chelsea. And I'm like, oh, it's not funny. I'm so sorry. I take it back. I take it back.
That's so, and I remember there was this one guy that I dated. His last name was Frowny. I was like, no.
Wait, his last name was Frowny.
Frowny face.
No.
Right, exactly. I was like,
you
could
turn that frown upside down.
Yeah, but how many times do you have to hear that before it's awful? You're like three. I give you three times.
I just didn't like it. But the real kicker was there's this one phrase that my mom would always say. And it's funny. She never watched The Simpsons, but she would say Oakley Doakley all the time and got my last nerve. And he would say, and I was like, no, like, can't, no.
That's the sign right there.
Here's your sign. Oh, God.
Well, no, you can be really mad when you pick that up from your mom. No, that same grandma used to always say to people, if you forget what you were going to say, and I do that a lot, I'll be like, I have something really important to say, and it's gone. And I have no idea what I said. My grandma would always respond with, well, it was probably a lie. So now people will be like, oh, I forgot what I said. I was like, ah, probably a lie. And then I'm like, oh, grandma.
I said that in an interview today. I was like, oh, I had another question, but I don't remember. We'll get back to it. And I kept going, but it wasn't a lie.
No, I know. And it's not usually a lie. And I always be like, grandma, it's not a lie. But she used to do that to my, like, my aunts and uncles, my mom, everybody.
Dang. Oh, I didn't even
my grandma's.
That.
My grandma's was the sassy lady.
So was my Nana.
I loved her. I love her still.
Right. But I mean, you just got to wait till you're in
heaven. Anyway, so we have, we are not alone in the studio.
What?
I know. She's already said some things. But
what? So it wasn't in my mind.
No, it wasn't. Just look to your right, Stacey.
Oh, I found her. I found her. There's a cool chick in the studio.
Her name is Ellie Flagstaff.
Woo!
Yay!
Hi. Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We're so excited
for being here.
Somebody listens to our show.
I've been listening. I'm like the biggest fangirl. I've been listening since episode 3. And then like I heard episode 3 and I was like, I need to listen to this.
I'm pretty sure episode 3 was with the really short guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The really, really, the big
head. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. The guy who looked proportionately. Yeah.
Wow. Like, Stacey, good job.
Thank you.
Look at your brain.
Like, I don't remember what we talk about in each episode, but then when you say something like that, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember we talked about him. And plus, Dave was really excited about Big Head Tyler. He's got a huge melon. That's what I remember Dave saying.
So, yeah, we're pretty excited that you're, that you're here and you're a listener.
Hey.
Love it.
Hey.
So, tell me, are you single? Are you in a relationship? Are you
in
a situationship?
I am recently single.
Hey!
Welcome.
We're here. Yeah, it's great. Only hot people are in this club.
Basically.
I'm a single ladies.
I've
been obsessed with Beyonce as of late.
Really?
Yeah. Just the songs, not her.
No, that's fair. No, it's funny because like whenever I'm in a new workplace and if I happen to be like the only black person there, they'll be like, so Beyonce's on my playlist. So I'm just like, Trump's in office. Like, I don't know what you want me to say.
You're like, I have white friends. What are you like?
I have no idea what to say. But so usually when we have a guest, we like to do a little icebreaker.
We'll get to know you game.
It's called Two Truths and a Lie. So
do you know how long I've been waiting to like see you do that like in person?
She's like, yes.
I'm the happiest person in the world.
All happening.
I'm sitting here with my no makeup and my giant Arizona iced tea jug. And
you are
just
such a performer right now. Y'all. You're just like, oh, I'm on vocal rest. I need to finish my tea. Oh, it's tech week. I needed to make an appearance at this famous podcast, so I'm here. So you only have about 20 minutes of my time.
I do have a question, though. As a listener, Have the sound levels been good?
They're good.
I mean, I'm talking maybe like 4 episodes ago.
Specifically, oh, guys.
Recently, have you felt any changes?
like in my body?
Yes, or
like
in your body when you listen to the show.
No, it's been fine.
Wanna get me body. Okay,
my feelings will not be hurt.
No, honestly. You're doing a great job.
Yeah.
All right, my mic's going off.
Much. Trust me, if they didn't like you, you wouldn't be here the next day.
She says they. What Stacey means is me.
Yeah.
Before the next episode, side note. Trust what's going on? Such and such is gone.
Stacey shows up. She's like, hey, where'd so and so go? I'm like, she's not coming in anymore.
I'm like, oh no, what happened?
I'm like, I made a choice. You have to laugh at my jokes, people.
Don't worry, she doesn't hurt people, because that's a lie.
Thanks, Stacey.
Yeah, because you say that every time she leaves the room.
Yeah, I know. I know. I listen. Do you know the worst part is I didn't even catch it until a couple weeks ago.
That's what you get for me always saying, you know, Dave can edit that, and you going behind my back and saying, don't edit it. It's fine. I like the raunchiness. That was one.
So
anyways.
How about them lies? The truths.
Or the lies.
She knows that you know how good I am at this game.
This year?
I sent her a message, you know, like saying everything. And at the very end, I was like, we'll play 2 truths and a lie. I will get them wrong.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a good laugh about it.
Yeah.
No, but you've been doing so well.
I really need to listen back and have a number.
I think so well is a relative term.
I'm barely passing at this point.
You're doing way better than you were in 2016.
That is true. 2017 has been a better guessing year for me.
Yes.
Yep, I'll give you that.
Right?
Improvement.
Yeah. I mean, shoot. Last year you had one dude. This year you have 2 dudes.
Improvement.
I mean, you're going up in all the numbers.
The difference between growth and proficiency.
That's a teacher.
Yes!
Might be a teacher.
She might be.
I may or may not be a music teacher. So,
give me these truths and lie. Right.
So, I did tell you beforehand that they are themed.
Yes.
And they are themed after my most recent breakup, which absolutely true. He broke up. My very loving, caring boyfriend of 7 months broke up with me in an email on a Saturday morning at 8:30 on a Saturday morning. Just sent me a 6-paragraph email. Just saying nothing.
Like 6 paragraphs of BS.
Well, he knew that I was in Birch Run up at Clash of Ages with a shot of history people. And he knew that I wasn't going to get it until like 10 in the morning. So he sends it to me and I read it. And I basically called him demanding that he explain himself. And
it was basically,
oh, I need to choose my career and professional goals over you. Oh, but also there's all these things that I don't. Oh, wait, that's not really his voice. But also there are all these things that I. But he had like a James Earl Jones voice. But also there are all these things that I found like that I didn't like about your personality and your lifestyle choices.
It took you 7 months to feel this way?
Exactly. Oh, no, but I thought about these from the beginning and I just didn't say anything. Mm. But I'm not going to explain them to you in this email. So I called him left a voicemail and sent a text message to the extent of, I know you're going to church right now. If you don't call me, because he didn't respond. If you don't call me, I will show up at church.
Go, girl.
And be the crazy ex-girlfriend who has this out with you in the middle of your father's church service.
There is a sinner amongst you all. Right there.
So he called me back. Because he knew I wasn't joking. Because I don't play.
You show up in the big hat and the gloves, and you're just
No, I would have been showing up in my like trampy Snow White outfit, my like punk Snow White costume.
He bought this for me.
Yeah. So he calls me back, and he's still. He didn't want to explain anything. Blah blah blah. Then he just a whole bunch of bull crap. And see, censoring myself for you. And
there's a couple words.
There's a couple
that
words.
We just don't want to hear. You're okay. You don't have to censor yourself.
So,
fully.
Just a bunch of bullshit.
There you go.
And
that escalated quickly.
Then,
thanks, Dave.
Yeah. So, basically, So, yeah. So, essentially, broke up with me in an email, didn't want to explain himself. And then a week later, he called me to try to explain himself, and I didn't let him. So, yeah.
Boys.
Done.
I found my...
Done.
Sorry.
That was me snapping. Nice. So, I decided to theme my two truths and a lie after just ways that I've been broken up with.
I love this so much.
This is so... We're going to go in chronological order.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Oh, my word.
The year
so
first.
Worst. And, okay, let me get my... Oh, well, I wasn't going to do years, but we can do years. All right. In the year of our Lord, 2010.
Amazing.
The year of our Lord, 2010. My first boyfriend.
I didn't even want to die.
Tell me they're all
broke
lies.
Up with me in a Facebook message.
Like a public Facebook message?
No, in a Facebook, like a private Facebook message.
Okay.
Broke up with me in a Facebook message about an hour, no, 2 hours before I had to go perform, do a performance
on
my cello.
Yeah. Come on! Side note, this is what not to do for our listeners. This is how you do not break up with people. Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
In the year of our Lord, 2012.
You're fantastic.
My boyfriend during my first year of teaching broke up with me via text message.
I see a theme here.
Right before I had to go sing on a concert.
What the heck?
I know.
I throw stuff, but I don't have money to replace it.
You get up there, you're just like... Little light of mine.
I really didn't process it until about like 6 hours later.
That's good for you. You're a true performer then.
And then in the year of our Lord, 2013. No, false. 2014.
You found the lie.
In the year of our Lord, 2014.
Hey, Jesus.
My boyfriend during my third year of teaching dumped me in a phone call.
Oh.
At 9:30 on a Sunday night when he knew I had to teach the next day.
All right.
So we have...
Okay, so I'm going to believe... I think the first one's true. I think that somebody would be douchey enough to do it before your cello performance.
Okay.
I think these are, once again, these are all solid.
Right?
Like a rock.
Like a rock.
I'm as strong as I can be. You are, though, because I couldn't perform. No, usually I just get really angry.
Right? Well, first you get angry. And then you deny it. And then, you know, there's stages. Or maybe that's just grief.
No, that's it's a form of grief. I learned after a particularly bad breakup, I had to go through a lot of therapy. And she's like, no, it's grief. You're grieving the relationship. I was like, okay.
Good
grieving.
Right? I'm not an ugly griever.
Yes, I am. Yeah. I am going to say that the Sunday before teaching, the year of our Lord, 2014.
Okay.
Is false.
All right. So you think phone call 2014.
I think phone call 2014 is
okay,
false.
False.
I'm going to go with text message.
Okay, 2012.
Text message 2012. I was like, was it 2012?
All right. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, I'm ready.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, I knew it!
Stacey got it right.
That was just a random
text
guess.
Message. I have... Even though I've been broken up with in a phone call,
jerks,
in person,
rude,
in an email,
immature,
and in a Facebook message, I've never been broken up via text. Because apparently they learned from that one song, you don't text message, break up.
What's that song?
I don't know that song
it's
either.
The guy who does the, oh my God, Shoes with Kelly. He
really?
Does the song, you don't text message, break up? Yeah.
True.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Yep. I just,
that's...
My question is, did all of them know that you had, like, an important engagement the next day or in a couple hours or whatever?
They all did.
Yeah, see, that's a...
Is that just them being a dumb man?
And I did not include this, but there was one guy who tried to break up with me while we were performing in a show. Not at the show, but like the week during the run of a show.
Come
and
on.
We were playing estranged husband and wife, and
like,
he was cheating on me.
Well, this just got easier.
Well, she just got an award.
We were playing estranged husband and wife, and he was supposed to be like, have found another woman, and turns out in real life, he actually did, because he... did eventually, about a week and a half later, break up with me right after a week after the show ended, the day after he went on a date with his now wife.
This? Listen.
Those are theater guys, though.
Yeah, theater
guys.
See, here's the thing.
Hold up. Wait,
sorry.
Actually,
no,
she knows.
No, 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 I know.
Wait, no, 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 no.
No, it was fine.
That was so rude of me.
No, it was fine. We're on the same page.
I'm halfway through a brewski, so that's why I was.
Please.
Drinking is not an excuse.
Theater bros.
But it's because normally they're like the only guy growing up. Like when I did community youth theater, there was one guy who dated like every girl in the program.
I always turned him down.
Okay, I'm so sorry, Stacey. Please say
what.
I don't want to be. I don't want to be the.
No, you're fine.
I'm not even supposed to be here.
Once again, listen. If we didn't like you, you wouldn't be here.
My mic is going off.
Stacey, we're getting. Look at.
I told you. Hold on. That was so rude.
Do I look like I'm?
You're the host. It. You are the star of the show.
Go on.
Tell her she's
pretty.
Tell
me.
Tell her she has pretty eyes.
You're so pretty.
You're beautiful.
Tell her she has pretty hair and eyes.
Hair.
Yes.
It what about our eyes? Talk about our eyes. The eye makeup is bringing out the beautiful eyes. They're really big. They're pretty. I love them.
Well, we just
we'll
need
get to you next.
No, she had all last episode.
Yeah,
this is
she
my
did.
Time to
yeah,
shine.
Yeah, she did. You're good.
Oh my gosh, I'm so
that
pretty.
Guy was like,
he was. That was
yeah. That was so that funny, was, right?
I felt that. I felt that. I was like, oh, bye.
The guy that was yeah, on my. I told you.
He yeah. Was, he was super
Ellen hooked
into
it up.
You.
All right, Charles.
Okay,
all
anyways, right. My mic's
well, no,
going
you're
off.
Fine. We've hit the point in the show where we need to do the
fake name letter of the day. So the fake name letter of the day is what we use to
save the shade.
So instead of using people's real names, we use the fake name letter of the day so
ooh,
that their
so
identities
happy.
Can
I get
be
to pick
concealed.
It. I'm so happy right now.
We're happy that you're happy.
Ooh, S.
Ooh. Chels, can you give us some examples of names that start with the letter S?
Sarah. Oh, and when you hear the bell, that means we used a fake name.
Yay.
And Stanley. And
Obvi.
Sasha. Ooh, I like it.
You couldn't do Stacy. You just
your name is Stacy. It can't be a fake name letter of the day.
Stacy, but Stacy's an option, so now we can't use it because it's already taken.
Look, it's already just taken because your name is Stacy.
I know, but you still could have said it.
And Stacy.
All right. Maybe when they leave the room, maybe I'll be the violent one.
You heard
it's
it.
All been a lie. It's me.
You heard it here first.
So, Ellie Flagstaff, do you have a ridiculous dating story for us?
Do I?
Well, I sure hope so.
Well, if not, yes. We can fill it in.
No. So this is the story about.
This is the story of a girl
who cried a river and drowned the whole world.
Sorry. I'm so happy right now. Okay, so
you are fangirling a
soul
little bit.
Soulmate.
I'm super fangirling. Oh my god. She's Calvin's like, gonna listen to this and he's gonna just like shake his head. Be like, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's like, and then they sang.
Yeah.
Are you, do you know? Or do you
we
know?
Have, we, yeah, I have met,
we met.
We met okay. Once at the Shot of History year.
Yeah, I met Chelsea once at the Shot of History 1 year anniversary. I met Stacy on an episode of Leading Questions.
Oh, very nice.
And then,
yeah. Cool. And then also on the year anniversary. Mm-hmm. But it was just yes. At that point you were meeting.
At that point we were already Facebook friends, so it was official.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty great.
Stacy has a lot of friends on Facebook.
She does.
I really don't though.
You really do.
I talked to like five of them.
But you have a lot of Facebook friends.
It's because I went to a big college.
It's because you're a good person. I'm not saying it like it's a bad thing.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I was kind of stalling so I could think of a guy's name that I could use for this story.
No, Stefan. Stanley.
So it's a
Stuart.
Story about a guy named Steven.
Oh.
And there's a reason I chose that one, Steven. Which you'll find out later. Ooh. So Steven. So back, I don't know, a couple years ago, I was at a like a really big church, like a mega church down in Metro Detroit that was having singles nights.
Nice.
Like a couple Fridays a month.
Mm-hmm. Is that one church where everybody goes specifically to meet people? Like,
basically.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. There's a church that 95.5 was talking about.
Okay,
it.
I'm just going to say it's Northridge.
Yeah. I've been there.
Yeah. So
they have like cool they have like singles nights, like
yeah, like Friday nights, a couple nights a month. They have singles nights, and you like do a little like worship thing with the songs that all sound the same,
right.
And that nobody knows, and that are not in the right key for everybody. And I'm not a musician. I mean,
no, that's me.
And no, kills me when I'm at church, and I'm like, really, nobody can sing this high. What are we doing?
That's
because
how I learned to be an
tenors,
alto.
Because the tenors choose the songs,
right.
And they don't actually pitch them so that normal people can
right.
Sing them. And okay, so anyways, I digress.
But I'm with you.
So I'm sitting, and they have all the tables sectioned off by like age groups. So ooh. I'm sitting at like.
P.S. We're going.
oh my gosh.
So I'm sitting with like, excuse me, mid to upper 20s group. Fine.
Okay.
Which is funny because I was probably like 23 at the time, but. I was like, they had a group that was like 18 to 24, and I was like, no, these are college kids. I got my life. Like, I have a career. Like, leave me alone.
You better work.
So
she does work.
My taxes take more than 20 minutes. Mine do not.
Oh, I'm going to find out on Saturday.
So
please keep singing.
So I sit. So I sit next to Steven.
Thank you.
At this table, and I was like, oh, he's kind of cute.
What did he look like?
Well, he was like real tan and like black hair and glasses and kind of burly. And he had kind of like a low voice. And
I like it.
And
he looked like a man.
He was about my height. So not like super tall, but like pretty tall.
We'll take that.
And then we're talking and we start talking afterwards. And we sit there for probably like 15 minutes after the whole thing is over. And like, he's just talking at me at this point. And I'm just like, yeah, if I keep smiling and nodding, like maybe, maybe this will go somewhere. Like, cause I kind of want to date somebody and he's kind of cute.
I want to date somebody. See how I ruined it.
So the next time I go, he finds me and sits next to me. And then at the end, he walks me out to my car.
Aww.
And we start talking and he, I don't remember who asked for whose number, frankly, but,
digits were exchanged. We're talking
for another like half an hour, 40 minutes just standing outside my car. It's in like May. So it was like April.
But I kind of love when that happens because you don't really want to leave. You just want to keep talking. It's so talking. Cute.
And then, then I ask, oh, well, I'm just going to put you as Steve in my phone. Cause his full name, that like his full name was such that it was kind of really formal,
right?
And I knew he didn't really go by it, like Steven. And so I was like, I'm just gonna put you as Steve in my phone. Is that okay?
Right.
And ding again. And he was like, oh, please don't do that. And launches into the story of the girl who called him Steve and why he just couldn't do it anymore. And this girl he grew up with who called him that and how he always felt like there was this really deep connection with her, but like he wasn't in love with her. But like his parents wanted them to get together, but he wasn't in love with her. But like she moved to Texas and then his life fell apart, but he wasn't in love with her. And I was like, oh. I think thou doth protest too much. You just needed someone to talk to. That's what I'm thinking inside my head. Like, I'm like, oh, okay. Vent. Well, that's not happening.
A rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
So I go home. What the hell is going on?
It's the Shakespeare edition of Reasons Why I'm Single.
Oh, oh ding. Shakespeare.
Yes! Hey, Bill. It's William.
So I go home. Fine, whatever. So then I go back the next week, and afterwards, like, I purposely just, like, didn't really talk to him.
Did
kinda,
he
like,
call
gave
you
him a cold
tried
shoulder.
To call you or no?
We go out with a bunch of my friends afterwards to this bar in downtown Plymouth, and he comes along. He meets us there, and he, like, pulls up a chair next to me at the end of this long table, and he sits there, and we're talking, and he goes to the bathroom, and one of my friends is like, okay, he's super into you. Like, what? And I was like, no, he's not. What? Oh, this was after. Oh, this was after we had agreed to just like go see a movie at the same time together. He was like, I want to go see Silence of the Lambs at the 20 because it's on the big screen. And I was like, okay, I want to go see that too on the big screen. And do you mind if I tag along? And he's like, yeah, I'm going no matter what. So fine. So I meet him there.
Romance.
Yeah. Yeah. Because at this point, I was just like, okay, he's not into this. So it's fine.
Which is sexy, by the way.
Well, thanks. And so I meet him there, and he, all the time that I'm, like, we just, like, don't touch, whatever. We're like, we shake hands when we see each other. We hugged when we saw each other. Fine. But then
Christian
during the movie,
side hug.
When I was new, then when I was.
It's not that kind of church.
When
safe.
I got scared. No, it certainly is not.
Full frontal.
So,
when I,
so.
There's no room for the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Here.
Thank you. Knew I was chewing.
So during the movie, again, this was like between. the first time that we talked, like at the outside my car
and then going to the bar.
And so I was like, okay, he's not into me. So then like halfway through the movie, I'm like freaking out and I'm like getting scared and I'm like holding my hands over my eyes and he like offers his hand and I'm like, no, I'm good. And he does that a couple of times. I'm like, he's trying to make this a date and it was not a date. Like, no, I am not going to cuddle up to you.
Yeah, no, you got
to
make
it. No. And then afterwards, he's like, oh, do you want to go like get some coffee or get some dinner? I was like, actually, I have to plan lessons for school tomorrow, but I'll talk to you later. I was like, you are not going to make this a date. Bye, Steve. I still called him Steve.
Oh!
I called him Steven to his face, but I put him in my phone as Steve. And
well, yeah,
I,
honestly, somebody tells me not to, I'm going to be like, well, now I'm going to remember
we're a bunch
that
of teenagers.
Story.
And
oh my God.
So at the bar, my friend's like, he's super into you. And I was like, no, he's not. And then he needed a ride home.
Convenient.
Red flag. Because.
Right. Well, how did he even get there?
Because he drove home and then walked to the bar and then was like, oh, do you want to give me a ride home? And I was like, fine. So all these red flags have popped up like that. And like
he's doing the thing
living
where
with his
he
parents.
Like casually makes it seem like he's not into you, but like you've fallen. 6 months later, you realize you've been dating. The
yeah,
whole
basically.
Time.
So I drive him home, and
I've been dating
out
this whole time, and I just didn't know.
So
Reflections,
we
part two.
No revelations. Whatever date time.
So I drive him home and we're sitting outside his house again for or his parents' house again for like, which is fine, except he was also jobless and like recently unemployed. So unemployed, didn't have a car, lived with parents. And I had literally just dated this kind of person. And I was like, no. And
I was the same way.
So we're sitting outside his parents' house and again talking for like an hour and
at this point he's totally
again,
just trying to get up the courage to
yes and he's talking the entire time and then at the end of it all of a sudden whips out like I really he basically like tells me that he just wanted to get up the courage to ask me out. And I was like, okay, well, I don't really think that I'm into him, like I'm really not sure, but I'll give it a shot because maybe like on a date it'll be different. It was not.
We as girls do this shit all the time.
What is settling for 200?
Right? Yeah. Well, and it's a sense of obligation.
Maybe I'll like him.
That was my last dude. No job, no car.
And it's
paid
a sense
rent
of obligation too. Like we feel like we have to give them a chance. And it's this weird double-edged sword. Like I told some people about it afterwards and they were like, if you didn't like him, why did you go on a date with him? And then I was like, because I wanted to give it a shot.
Right.
And if I hadn't given him a shot, then you
would
have yelled at me for not giving him a shot.
Oh,
like,
you are too judgmental. You decided.
It's hard out here being a woman, just in case
it
you
is.
Forgot.
So
this crap. You don't hear men getting that crap. Well, no, you should go out with her. She has a great personality. Because they're just all like superficial and stupid. Am I bitter?
A little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just a little
bitter.
So is that why this yogurt tastes so sweet?
So a few weeks later, we finally go out because our schedules finally match
right.
up.
What schedule issue did the jobless living at home man have?
And by that, I mean my schedule forgot.
You finally were bored enough to agree.
Dude, why aren't you hanging out with her? She has like friends and
a job.
And
yeah. And like concerts because I was a choir teacher at the time.
Like obligations.
Yeah. I had comic conventions to attend and concerts to run. It was serious. So
I had lipstick to pick out.
Yeah, basically. So
I need to do that still.
We haven't even gotten to the best part of this yet.
Oh my gosh.
So we go. So he decides, okay, we're going to go to this bistro in downtown Plymouth and we're going to go at 8. And it was like on 8 on a Saturday or something. And I'm thinking, or no, it was like on a Monday or something. I remember.
It's a school night.
And fine, whatever. So we go and I'm thinking, oh, it's 8. I never eat at 8. I always eat at like 6 o'clock.
Right. I'm an old woman.
So I ate a full dinner at my parents' house.
Yes.
And then, like, because they live right by Plymouth.
Right.
So
you're going to beat traffic.
I was
I get
like,
that.
I'm going to eat a full dinner at my parents' house.
Semantics.
And then met him there at 8, and he had planned on dinner. And so that was different. So that was number one, was we both had different ideas going into this. And so I just ordered a drink, and he ordered dinner. And I'm sitting there. I was like, I'm really, like, if I could have eaten something and ordered something, I would have. And I was so dreading this that I had, like, told my friends, I was like, look, excuse me, I may need to use you as a backup to get out of here. And I let him know at the beginning, I was like, look, one of my friends is going through a really bad crisis. Like, if I have to duck.
I'm laying the groundwork
and
for my bullshit
really
emergency.
Am. And he was like, well, they know you're on a date, right? Like, it shouldn't be that important. And I was like, oh, what kind of screw you? But okay.
Sorry, I've known my friend for years. I've known you for 3 minutes.
Yeah, basically. So we, so I'm sitting there with my, like, martini or my wine or whatever. And he's sitting there with his, like, salmon. And halfway through, salmon Steve and his salmon.
Salmon Steve.
So halfway through his food, he tells me, "Oh yeah, and you know, there's so many things I like about you, and." I love the way that you do this, and I love the way that you like this, and that you like baseball games, but you only like to like watching baseball if you're like at the stadium, and like I love all of these things about you, and
so he loves me too,
yeah, right. and I really like you so much, and basically, and would you go out with me, like just telling me like wanted me to decide on being his girlfriend right then and there.
That's when your drink becomes the most interesting thing. You're like,
no,
well, look at this glass.
That's when the bathroom became the most interesting thing. Because I was like...
Did you guys meet at the restaurant, though?
We did.
Good.
We met at the restaurant. I went to the bathroom for about 20 minutes and was sitting in there on the phone with my sister and her husband... saying, how can I get out of this? Please tell me this is exactly what happened. And like, he basically declared his undying love for me and like wants me to go out with him, like in the middle of dinner. He hadn't even finished his dinner yet. Like, he didn't wait until the end.
That salmon had him super happy.
He was, oh goodness.
He was like, this
he just
going
could
perfectly.
Not resist the business.
Hey.
So for about 20 minutes, and I have, like, there's, like, women in there who were just, like, listening and, like, consoling me and trying to help me figure this out.
Oh,
so,
honey.
I go back out. He's finished his salmon. Steven has finished his salmon.
Well, good.
And...
Sad bell.
Can't even ring the bell.
And I tell him... And I tell him that...
I have to go wash my hair.
I'm really sorry, but I really just... I wanted to feel differently about you. I'm not really sure that this is going to work. And I basically told him, like, I
don't... You had
don't,
your first date and you broke up with
someone. Yeah, exactly. And he was like, oh, and he was very disappointed, clearly. Oh, but he was very nice. God bless him.
Oh,
and he walked me to my car.
Aww.
And was like, well, if you just need a friend, then you can give me a call. And I was like, oh, God bless you, but no.
Best friend. Yeah.
Like, thank you. I have plenty of those.
And that was the end of Steven.
Steven.
Not Steve.
Salmon Steven. So you,
wow.
Like, we just need to title this one like the 3-hour relationship.
That's the perk of dating while being an adult, though. You're grown, you know what you want. It's just like, listen.
Like, no.
I tried, but.
And I was trying to think of, like, if there was any, if there were any, like, online dating, like, nightmares or anything. And no, because I realized all of my worst dating experiences happened, like, in person. Or, like, in, like, bad dates that I've gone on were from
Ditto.
People that I knew and met in person.
I've had a couple of people who were like, oh, my God, I just met this guy, and I think he'd be really great for you. I'm terrified to introduce you to him because if it goes bad, you're going to talk about it on your show. And I was like, we save the shade, though.
Yeah. Right.
We flip it. And I was like, and what's he going to do listening to the show? I've been dating a guy for 2.5 months now. He still hasn't asked me what the show's about. And I'm just going to keep riding that.
I was going to say, how could you?
I'm like, he knows I have a podcast. He knows I do it every Thursday. Man. He hasn't asked. I haven't told him.
Right.
Wait, I do have a question.
Oh, whoa. Yes.
So you said dating as an adult.
Yes.
And you said you were 23 at the time.
Yeah.
I'm an adult?
Technically, yes.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you
Though
are.
Though now as I'm almost 28, I have like one or two people in my circle of friends who are like 23, and I'm like, oh God, I hope I was like, I could not be 23 again because it was exhausting.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. Seriously, because when I was, yeah, no, I know mm-hmm. I did not act like an adult when I was 23.
Not at all. 23 was a hot mess for me.
Yeah, no.
That was when I fell down the stairs.
Yes, yes, you did. Oh, I love this story. Stairs. So okay, stairs. She didn't even fall down the stairs. Okay, so we were at a friend's loft, and her name was.
Samantha.
Thank you.
And can I tell the story?
No, because you were drunk. And you can add
before
in,
I was saved.
You can add in your favorite parts. But we're all sitting there. So it's an upstairs loft or up, you know. And so
like you walk in on the first level and then you go
like
upstairs,
six stairs,
a
you
landing,
have to turn and then go up another six
stairs. We draw the stairs.
We've drawn them all for the two people in the studio. And then there's like, I will never forget this night because
okay.
She forgot she had ordered all of her furniture from Art Van and this like the third table she had gotten. And she was so adamant, like, look at these scratches. Like, and I was like, oh man. I mean, as an adult, are these the things we get mad about?
Cause no, she,
I got
nothing. She got so to adulthood was, before
way,
we all did.
Way before Samantha was an adult.
But anyways,
we came back from the bar. So we're all partied. Done.
Real quick. So when you go up the stairs, so then you're upstairs, there's the living room and then a little hallway and then that's where the kitchen table is and then all the bedrooms. So you walk up the stairs, so then you have like the banister or railing. And so it's a decent width. I would say it was like.
The landing or the railing?
The railing.
Yeah, no. It was like a half
like
wall.
8 inches
it wasn't
or something
it
like
wasn't
that.
A railing. It was a half wall.
Yeah. So I would always, no matter what, whenever I got there, I would always sit there. So when I come back from a bar inebriated from my birthday, why would I sit anyplace else? Continue.
So we're sitting there, we're talking. Stacy laughs at a joke, and all of a sudden, Stacy is.
No, we were getting ready to go.
Gone. And we're like, oh my God, she fell off. So we all come running down the stairs. Stacy's crumpled in this crazy position.
Hold on.
And so, like, Stacy, are you okay?
So we were getting ready to go. They're like, let's go. So I was like, okay. And I just fell off the wall. So
she
our one friend.
Backwards.
So our one friend, Sally, she had started walking down the stairs. She got to the landing. Well, I beat her to the front door because I fell straight down. So I fell. So then this one dude, because it was guys and girls, runs down. He was just like, Stacy. And Sally starts like crying. She's
right.
Like,
so she's
head bounced. She bounced.
Everybody's. And then.
So then Stacy, he goes up. He's like, Stacy.
Laughing her.
Say
like
something.
She was. It was bad. And then what does Stacy say?
I do my own stunts.
No, you were like, it's cool.
I do my own stunts.
She threw deuces out.
No.
The worst part was the following week, we go to, what was his name? We'll call him.
Sam.
So Sam had like the party house. So we go to Sam. So we go there. It was just like, hey, crew's getting together. A bunch of people are in town for the summer, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, sure. I'll be there. So I go there. I know like three people at this party. So the one dude that was there that was like slapping my face saying, wake up. He was just like, okay. So we get there, you know, see a bunch of people.
Sean.
He's just like, okay, Sean. And so he was just like, hey, are you ready for this? I'm like, what? He goes, hey, everybody, Batman's here. And everyone goes, that was you? But I saw you the next day. I had a huge purple bruise.
Oh, she was so broken.
Oh, man.
Drunk stories, man. Good times. Great legs.
Oh, that's just a great legs. I'm like, thanks.
You do have nice legs.
Pure debauchery.
Debauchery?
Is that how you say that word?
Debauchery. If we were on a different show, I'd make you drink.
You know what? Because I was thinking of Bach. Like Sebastian Johann Bach. Is that his name?
Johann Sebastian Bach.
Words. Who needs them? I'm done.
I literally just taught my kids about him today.
I was lit.
Anyways, so in case you're wondering, Stacy does do her own stunts.
Man.
And it's
that
cool.
One time only. Because that hurt.
It's okay. I had one where I went outside and decided I could do cartwheels. It was not, I was wasted. It was not. And then I came back inside to Stacy's house and whoever brought me inside was like, so she might have some bruises. Like, it was like the mom bringing the kid home from a play date. It
wow.
wasn't me. She decided to do cartwheels. That was the same night I found the beer.
I was going to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we chatted about that one. Anyway, we are pretty quickly now. Let me tell you about... Okay, I'm only going to tell you about one. Let me tell you about the guy on Saturday, because that's a better story.
Wait. So which one? Wait, which guy?
Okay, so...
Because there's two.
The guy who's in med school.
Okay, yeah, the guy that you've been talking to.
Yes, the guy who I've been talking to.
When it's not official, you can date other people.
He was the guy that I went on the date with Thursday.
Yes.
Saturday, I was working at my bar. I was hosting karaoke, and it was a very odd night because the bar was pretty empty. And I was like, okay, weird, but I can read my book. Cool. So I'm so that person. And I'm in a book club. I need to finish the book. It's really good, by the way. And
I can't say her name.
Sheila.
Sheila.
I was trying to think of one that would rhyme with her name, but the only one, yeah, no, it doesn't work. So,
because it's taken.
Yeah, there you go.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, I want to fight you. So I walk in and everybody's having fun. I really do like my Saturday night bar. It's Muldoon's, by the way.
If you're creepy, don't show up.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
So,
just to clarify, do a little self evaluation.
If you hear,
am I creepy?
No, literally, the best way to decide that is if you heard me say the name of the bar and you were like, excellent. And now we wait. That's the person who doesn't.
This guy has been in line for 2 hours, but it's just him, so it's not a line. There's but you no, can't tell him that.
I'm waiting. So this guy is there, and he
What's
has
his name.
His name is
Stuart.
Stuart.
Now, Stuart.
Look what I can do.
So, what did he do?
So Stuart comes over. Stuart is like a little taller than I am, and he has darker blonde hair and brown eyes, and he's very cute, and he has a long beard.
Oh,
and
nice.
So yeah, right. But he has short hair, and he's wearing a hat. But then he, like, because he's that guy, he was like, but I'm not bald. And he, like, took his hat off to, like, show that he had hair.
Interesting.
Like, guys are weird about male pattern baldness. They are.
So, I mean, that's...
So that's Stuart puts in, like, 6 songs to sing karaoke for. And I'm like...
It's a little aggressive.
I'm like, dang, okay, he's got... Well, I'm already playing a song. And he, like, shakes his beard at me. Like... Like, he whips his head back and forth really quick, and he's like, it's all about the beard shake. And I'm like, this guy is freaking weird. So I'm painting a real pretty picture.
Uh-huh.
This sounds amazing.
Well, we know what we're doing Saturday.
So he gives me the songs. It's mostly country and then a couple like Green Day and stuff. And I'm like, all right, cool, Stuart. So so I call him up to sing. I'm like, Stuart's coming up to sing. And he comes up and I'm like, oh God, this is going to be awful. I just feel it, right? I have never been so incorrect. It was like the voice of an angel came out of this man. Ooh. He started singing and I swear, like the girls who worked at the bar were like, your jaw like dropped. And then nobody's in the bar. So then he just starts singing to me and I'm just like,
I love it.
Thanks.
That's like, amazing.
So he's singing some like country song, and it's like goes slow and fast, and I like country enough, but it's not my first choice on the radio.
Oh, I'm going to Nashville in a couple of weeks. Give me pointers.
There's a lot of jazz there. You'll be fine.
Oh, okay, thanks.
So pointers done.
The more you know.
So just go to the jazz bars.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Thank you. So he sings and I'm like, So I play a couple like auto DJ songs so I can walk around and basically just convince people to drink enough that they want to sing.
Yeah.
And he's sitting on the exact opposite side of the bar. So I kind of make my way over there and I'm like, you have impressed me, sir. And he's like, oh yeah. And I'm like, yeah, no, you have a very, very nice voice and you can sing as much as you want. And like, it's the one piece of power I hold.
Yes.
So I feel like...
You're welcome, because like, I run this.
Like, mind you, bar's empty. You can sing as much as you want.
Right,
the stage is yours.
But he goes through and he's, like, doing this whole thing, and I'm just like... I'm like, you can sing whatever you want. It's like, okay, let's go sing again. So then he sings, and then one of the bartenders goes, no, 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 he's feeling you too. And I was like, do you think? So then I go on Facebook, and I'm like, this crazy. Yes.
Yes.
So I'm like, you know, reason number whatever why I'm single, this super cute guy. Because when he started dancing in the song, it was faster. And he is literally just shaking his butt for me. Like, eye contact.
On beat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eye contact and, like, looking at me. Like the booty's moving and his head's turned. And he's, I was just like, okay. Everybody's like, no, no, no. This whole thing is for you. It has nothing to do
it's
with
all
us.
For you. If you really want me, it's all for you.
If you really need me.
Janet.
Yes.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
She had a baby.
Did she finally have that baby?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Right. Continue.
So then he comes up and he's like, so, what duet are we going to sing?
Oh, this is like your dream.
Yep. I know.
Listen, yeah. I had med school on the back burner, but dude can harmonize.
So I'm just like, well, yeah, that's you. He has a very good voice, but he can't hold the pitch when you jump.
Yeah.
Right?
That's frustrating.
Right? Because then I'm like, dude, we would sound,
I had plans for us.
We would sound so great if you would stay on the damn melody so I can jump to the harmony, please.
Yeah.
Mind you, I didn't say that. I didn't get that crazy. So Stuart.
Side note, this is what she said when we first became friends. Listen, you're an alto, okay? Last time I checked, falsetto wasn't working, sister.
Okay, all right, I'll stay.
I do come off as a really abusive friend.
Side note, girls don't have falsetto. Continue.
Darn it! Only boys. What do girls have? Good voice. That's just. Oh.
Yeah.
So I am Toni Braxton.
No. You can be Toni Braxton if you want.
The last part of our show will be Stacey grieving.
This is me going through the grieving process.
Chelsea, I was Toni Braxton. No.
Not wasting my tears on you.
As soon as I'm in the parking lot, I'm bawling. I'm sorry. Not sorry.
So sorry.
Okay, so I post this on Facebook, basically saying, cute guy shaking my butt and said, watch me mess this up. So then Dave, the guy who runs Podcast Detroit,
Hi. He
sends a comment and he goes, okay, the next time he comes up, play this Shake That Ass by Eminem, which, by the way, is a raunchy song.
Yeah, it is.
And he goes, when he comes up, and then you'll know for sure if he likes you or not. So I'm like, what do you give me? And he's like, I don't know, closure? Like, you get the...
Fantastic answer.
So it's Stuart's turn again, and I play the song, because why the heck not? Bar's empty. My regulars are
Dave's
there.
Chock full of good ideas.
So I play the song. This man beelines himself right over to me, because I was like, what do you give me? He goes, well, okay, if he takes the red pill, he'll come over and he'll grind on you. If he takes the blue pill, he'll stand there and wait until you turn the song off so he can sing. He goes, there's no real harm in doing it. So I'm like, awesome. Yeah. I play the song, guy walks up, and I'm like, there's no way. And then he starts grinding on me. And I was like, that's your, what is that? You are.
I am working right now.
So then I'm like laughing, because why would I ever think that would have worked?
Yeah, yeah.
So then I go onto Facebook and I'm like, oh my, all caps, because everyone needs to know how emotional I am. I was like, oh my God, he's grinding on me. Is this a plant? This feels like someone planted him. This isn't real. And then Dave's just like, you're welcome. So then, end of the night comes, and he's like, oh, fine, send me a message on Facebook, da da da.
Please do it.
So I find him on Facebook, and I stalk him a little bit.
Have to.
And he invited me in. That's good, right?
He invited me in.
Welcome
Sounding
to my Facebook.
Sounding like a vampire a little bit. Just a little bit.
I just vacuumed the place.
So he goes, and he's like, I send him a hey message, private message. He then sends me a Facebook request, and I click accept. And then it clicks in my head that my last Facebook post was about him. So somebody else is like, go, just you can change it so that it's just everybody can see it except him. So then I'm like moving like the speed of light, trying to like exclude him from my last two post, because then of course I was like, reason number so and so why I'm single. You forget that your last post was about him when you friend request him. Whoops. So, you know, but I smooth enough, it worked out pretty well. Okay. I didn't actually have any issues with it. So we have a date coming up.
Nice.
What?
And
Stuart.
And then
look what he can
who,
do.
You know, the med school Stuart, because they have the same name.
Girl.
And then he and
Stuart MD.
Stuart MD and I are going out again tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
Stuart, look what I can do. Claire.
Literally what he did, though.
Yeah, right.
Literally what he did.
So I feel like I'm this like faint. Look at me all dating people. I have a date tomorrow.
No.
I have another.
High five.
Right?
Woo! So wait, do it.
So very quickly, because I know I went over a little bit.
I super took up a lot of time, so I apologize.
No, you're fine. You're
get out of here. You're
we
fine.
Have now hit the point in the show where we talk about
first impressions. Why can't I speak today? Impressions are the initial messages that people send to us on online dating websites.
Okay. So this guy.
Oh, this guy.
Oh.
This guy sent me. Well, he's very honest. Let's be real. His name is
Seth.
Ooh. Nice. Oh, I love your Seth Green until I found out how tall he was.
Or not tall.
Not at all.
I didn't like him because of Entourage, even though I'm sure that's not his real life character.
I get that, though.
Right.
Okay. So Seth said, hey, I'm really only looking for one thing right now. Relationships are great and all, but I'm only down here for a couple of weeks. This is just pure hardcore sex. That's all I'm interested in. Just thought you should know. I already came on quite a few of your pictures and would love to do the same in person.
Unacceptable.
Just on you.
Unacceptable.
And I before I blocked him, I just was like, gross.
Side note, pure hardcore sex.
Pure hardcore sex.
You just couldn't say just sex. Pure.
No, you need to know. It's literally just going to be crazy. Crazy, crazy sex.
Gross.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
Ugh.
Well, yeah.
No. Gross.
So.
I had a comment, but I.
Hashtag sorry, Dad.
She's waiting.
Okay. So. This guy's name is.
Smith.
Smithy.
Smithers.
Smithers. Could it be Smithers? Sure, can it? Sure can. Oh my God. Okay. Smithers said, you are absurdly adorable. And then the next one said,
what is with the alliteration? Bodacious.
Bodacious beauty.
Yeah.
Oh.
And now it's right.
You are absurdly adorable. And your profile was really cute and refreshing. I'm glad to see someone that takes this site with a grain bucket of salt. Please don't respond. I've got a really pretty mental image of you, and I don't need you fucking that up. Oh, sorry, I messed up my own rule. Hashtag out of Dave. For reals, though.
But he won't, though.
No, he will.
But he won't, though.
No, he will. You calm yourself, woman.
I'm already calm, lady.
Calm me down now.
I don't need you messing that up with some snot-nosed crass remark about how far out of my league you are. I know, right?
What is the point?
You got me, man.
That sounds like a guy who wears a fedora and labels himself as nice.
Oh, man.
That's ridiculous.
And then, so here's my last one because we're short on the time.
I am appalled.
This one is from...
Sterling?
No, actually, ooh. This one is from Stephanie.
Oh.
Ready?
I have no choice.
Hi. This may sound weird, but here goes. I'm currently out of town, but I want to find someone to play with my husband while I'm away.
Shut up.
I know it is weird, but the idea really excites me.
That's awful.
Does this sound like something you might be into? Smiley face.
That's awful.
He made that profile.
Yes. There is no Stephanie. It's Stefan. No,
it's Stefan. E.
That's awful.
Isn't that crazy?
That's awful.
What? And I also got one where the guy was just like, hey, how are you? And then like 2 days later, because I didn't check it. I don't check it every day. Two days later, he was like, whatever, bitch. So, you know, just the classics.
Just playing the classics.
But can you imagine, like, I'm just out of town and my husband. Can you imagine if that girl really existed? I mean, she doesn't. Let's be real.
Your husband's got issues.
If she does, she's either got some very interesting kinks.
Yeah, for sure.
Or she's very much controlled in that relationship.
Michelle, just craziness.
We'll pray for her.
Yep. Do.
Let's do that.
I do.
She's not joking.
Cece, you look really pretty today.
Listen, Ellen already got that part of the show.
I'm just reiterating.
Thank you.
That way. Anyway, so we've hit that. We're at the end.
Aww.
Ellie, thank you so much
thank
for being
you,
a
Ellie
guest.
Plexa!
Thank you for having me.
Yay!
Did you have fun?
I had super fun. I was super fangirling the whole time. And every time they did their little, you did your little like intro to a different section, I was like, it's in person. It's real.
Loki, every time I like hit the right note, I'm like, yes.
Funny is somebody came up to me and told me they were like, I just thought that was recorded until one time you couldn't remember it. And I was like,
right.
Yep.
I'm like glaring at her like, it's time for, because we already did the other one.
Also makes me want to come sing karaoke with you, at karaoke night. And we can sing in harmony.
Yay!
Great.
Oh, oh my goodness. And then the dude will show up and then he'll bring his friend and then it'll be a sing off.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And a butt shimmy.
We'll do
off.
It for my birthday. Just
yes!
kidding. I don't celebrate my birthday. All right. It's time to go.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single. We'll see you guys next week. Okay.